Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. We are going to just be picking right up with another couple chapters of The Door in the Woods. Hope you've been enjoying it so far. The story is probably going to be wrapping up over the next few, so please stay tuned. If you haven't already, like, comment, subscribe, whatever you can. But without any further ado, here we go. Chapter 21. Sam was brought to the office not long after Jay had been pulled away. The vice principal looked at him with a combination of sympathy and disgust. There was still blood on Sam's face, and his lip had started to swell. He handed Sam a tissue without a word, and he took it, saying, "Thanks," before dabbing softly at his sore face and trying to clear some of the blood from his chin.
"Look, you're a good kid, Sam. You have never really been in trouble before, and Jay, well..."
He trailed off as if saying that was enough. In a way, it was. Everyone knew of Jay's reputation.
"Well, we aren't going to punish you. We got word from more than enough people already that it was Jay who started the fight, and with his previous record, well, he's been suspended. What I want to know is what the hell happened."
Sam had no idea how to explain. He opened his mouth to start, then closed it due to a lack of any actual idea. The vice principal raised his eyebrows and waited.
It's just a stupid fight, sir."
He waited for Sam to continue, but when he didn't, he sighed and said,
"Okay. Are you all right? Would you like to go home for the day?"
Thanks, I'm okay, really. Just a little sore."
He let him go back to class, where he got some questioning looks from the other students, and a very concerned one from his teacher. He sat down quietly and stared at his hands. He wanted to cry, told himself that he had done enough of that of late, and held back the urge. He would make it through the school day, get home. He would try and figure out later what he would do next. He couldn't help but think that something was terribly wrong with Jay, but had no idea what it might be. Was he always like this? Just a small nudge away from going nuts? Did something happen? He felt like he was getting to know Jay pretty well, but now he wasn't so sure of anything. He also, and perhaps more importantly, felt like he was missing something, but couldn't put his finger on what that might be. He had completely forgotten about the note in his pocket. It had all been a blur to Jay. The fight, getting hauled off of Sam by their gym teacher, Mr. Healy, and dragged to the office, getting suspended, leaving the school and ending up in his car, screaming and pounding his steering wheel. Eventually, he managed to reel in his emotions and calm down a little bit, and when he did, the first thing he did was reach into his pocket. The small piece of paper wasn't there.
"Thank God," Jay thought to himself.
"There is no God. If we see Sam again, we will kill him."
"Not if I have anything to say about it, you fucking asshole," Jay said aloud as he put his car into drive and left the school, hoping beyond hope that Sam had somehow gotten a hold of that small piece of paper and that he would still be willing to help him after what had just happened.
Chapter 22. Sam arrived home, hoping that he'd be able to sneak past his mother and avoid any sort of questions she might have about the new fat lip he was sporting. If she was still in her drunken, widowed state, he would have been able to do this with no problem. She probably wouldn't have noticed if he was even home. This was his new mom, however, and she was on point lately. She was in the middle of finishing up some dishes when he came in the door. She turned, drying her hands on a tea towel, and said, "Hey kid, how was school?" Sam turned away as quickly as he could, hoping to conceal his face and go upstairs without her stopping him. He said, "It was okay, just gonna go to my room for a bit." He was already halfway up the stairs when she called after him. "Sam, come here, please." He sighed and made his way slowly down the stairs. She made a small gasp when she noticed his face, immediately followed by, "Oh, Sam, what happened? Are you okay? Let me get you some ice." "I'm fine. I don't really want to talk about it, Mom," he said, which he knew was futile, but he said it regardless. She looked at him inquisitively, but said nothing. Just waited. After a long silence, he said, "I just want to shower. We can talk after, okay?" She said, "Okay," threw a frown, and watched her son walk up the stairs, his shoulders hunched. She worried that she may have missed something during her drunken haze as of late, and wondered if it was too late for her to make any kind of difference. Sam's mother waited until he was in the shower and decided to go into his room to investigate. She knew she was being a bit of a snoop, but hoped that under the circumstances, Sam would eventually forgive her. Unfortunately, as much as she enjoyed shows like CSI and Criminal Minds, she quickly realized that she had no real-world detective skills and instead reverted into mother mode once more, walking about his room and tidying for him. Straightening the pictures on his shelf, one of Sam and his father never failed to bring tears to her eyes, and picking up his dirty clothes off the floor. She filled the laundry basket and went to do laundry, letting her mind wander, wondering what happened with Sam. She knew that he would talk to her eventually. She held out hope for that. One of the last articles of clothes she put in the washer was his jeans he wore today, and she almost didn't notice the small scrap of paper that was folded in a small square inside one of the pockets. In small, messy writing, it read "Sam" across the front. She hesitated briefly, listened, heard the shower still running upstairs. She wanted desperately to open it and read what was inside, but put it in her own pocket instead. She would give it to him after they had talked. She hoped that he wouldn't be mad that she found it, since she hadn't read what it said at least. She finished putting the laundry in and went to the kitchen to start on supper, waiting for Sam to come down. Okay, and that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much if you are listening. And again, really hope you've been enjoying the story. I've had a really good time writing it. Yeah, it should be wrapping up pretty soon. Things are starting to come to a head. So, you know, in the next little while, it'll probably be wrapping up in the next, you know, 2-3 podcasts, I'd say. So please stay tuned for that. Again, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week. And until then, have a good one.